Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the second hour of the Ralph Winterbrod Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterbrod II coming to you live out of Alaska, the last day out of 2017, and I'm telling you, 2018 is going to be one wham-bam of a year. These guys are going to have a major, major problem. Income tax is not federal income tax. I can't believe this. How did I get sucked into this? Looks like federal income tax is an excise tax on corporations. Income tax started with 1935 for retirement. Wait a minute, how can it be an income tax? How do they do that? This makes zero sense. It just absolutely makes zero sense because I had no idea that Social Security on employees is an income tax. Really? I couldn't believe that when I read that in the legislative history. And then when they merged, they start off with this Social Security nonsense for only citizens of the United States. And that's all of your amendments up to the 13th to the end. They're all citizens of the United States. They're all prohibition stuff. Not the president serving and all that. So we start looking at them. It's all nonsense. The 12th is the last amendment that was actually for citizens of the several states. 13th up are for citizens of the United States, federal citizenship. And I guarantee you, the federal citizenship didn't exist until we had the government of the United States. Several states are sovereign countries. They're all sovereign. They have their, and they join together in the union of states for a government of the United States. and all this other nonsense, like in Nevada, where they don't, they have all this federal land and nonsense. This was started back in the 1850s. They were starting this nonsense already. When an inchoate territory becomes one of the several states, it cannot have internally federal lands. I forget what they call it in Nevada. They can't do that. They did it all over Utah, Alaska, all over. This overthrow has been going on for a long time. And the key is citizen of the United States. That's why Ed Rappert's case up there in Minnesota, they didn't want to deal with citizen of Minnesota. Congress cannot reach the individual citizens of the several states. They can only legislate for federal citizenship, which is a fictional status under color of law. That's why we have a 42-1983 lawsuit under color of law. And you can go after state folks under color of law. Under color of law. This is why people have, in the Title 26, have said, where is the law that says I have a duty to file? Because we have been conned. It's always a failure to file the return. You can't have a return if you didn't give nothing to begin with. Return is wanting something back after the fact. Where's the duty to do it? It's all because you and I have signed up. And that's all they offer us today. All these several states are all operating to make laws only for a citizen of the United States and all their voting stuff. They have zero authority to do it. Only Congress can do that. To against the several state laws or the several state actors. That's it. It's all total nonsense. Unconstitutional. Only though, but we have keep, we signed up for it. There's nothing to say we can't sign up for. We'd like to be a federal citizen and be under the plenary power of Congress because those are such honest people up there. Don't you just love to be under Congress? I'm hearing some noise here or something. Just can't make this up. We're under the plenary power, a sovereign body politic called Congress, with Al Schumer and all those other idiots up there, and all those rhinos. We have walked away from our inalienable rights. Our inalienable rights are supposed to be secured in the several states' constitutions. And then under the federal for certain other things to lock Congress down. We've all abandoned it all, supposedly knowing we're deemed to know the law. But now we are exposing the fact with this Buck Act, they can't even use the Buck Act because it conflicts. They have to have gross income. They could use... They want the feds, want the states to do it under this federal area, citizens of the United States, because they can't do federal income tax. The apportionment clause nails them. They can't do that. So we get the states to do it, called receded. So we have the states say, okay, in this fictional world for private law, the states are legislating as citizens for citizens of the United States, what they have zero authority to do. Only Congress can do it. But we empowered them. Yeah, we all signed up. Hey, I want to be a federal citizen under the plenary power of Congress. You can just screw me to death. I don't want the fourth branch or the third branch of government. I don't want that. I want private law. I love Al Schumer and all these people. Really? Would people knowingly do this? I don't think so. I don't think people, if this was, I would like to think that they would not knowingly do this. I just got to believe that they wouldn't do it. I've done it. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. I've done it many times. Feel like I quit voting. I quit and quit voting because I figured out there wasn't any reason to go vote. I voted for Kennedy, and I voted for Reagan. That was it. I quit voting because I didn't see any reason for it. All we got's a bunch of crooks. Trying to find this by the way, I have anybody that's on Skype can get the ruling case law of 1928 and the IMDR 1 is 1938 on Skype. I've got 58 volumes for research. It's amazing the law that we have a lot of this stuff in the IMDR 1 and Corpus Juris, or IMDR 2 and Corpus Juris Secundum and Westlaw, but the problem is a lot of the cases they're not giving you. They refer you back to these earlier IMDR 1 and ruling case law. Well, how many people is going to have access to that? I get many thousands of dollars, and I had the bindings taken out, and I OCR'd them, and I finally got through all of them. There's about 90 volumes of research, and I'm going to do words and phrases when I get to it after the first of the year. I've got other things I've got to get done, but I'm going to do all the words and phrases, too. A Westlaw. But I don't even know what to say anymore, because the income tax come out of the 1935 Social Security Act. And that's not what's supposed to happen. That's not what they told us. It's a retirement. Well, first of all, how do you have an excise tax on employers? Everything that they have a license, first of all, a license is permission to do something that's illegal. And then they're legislating for citizens of the United States, which the states have zero authority to do. Zero. They can't do it. I can't say they can't do it. They're doing it because we empowered them to do it. Because we've been hoodwinked. We've been lied to. How would we know? I didn't know. Maybe you did. I don't know. I am just amazed. I didn't know there was an individual income tax of 1943 merging the 1935 Social Security, the 1939 income tax, and the Buck Act. And what's even more amazing, some of the Buck Act of 1940 goes to Title VII, Section 2, which goes into stock markets, Federal Reserve, and agriculture, and all that other. So that's where they're tying all that in. Some of the Buck Act goes Title VII, Section 2. This is just unbelievable. But now that we know where to start looking, they got a major problem, because you know what? All these lies, their lies don't match up with their definitions. It does not work that way. It's not there. So they got a problem. What are they going to do now? Just like in, we put in for a Rappers case for a post-conviction relief, which was due in 60 days. Well, I'll have this thing all reserved out. But I just, like I say, I don't know. This is out of the Social Security Act. Let's see, this is out of Senate Report 628. It's quite a few places. But they're talking about the set requires the employee's tax to be collected at the source by requiring the employer to deduct the tax from the employee's wages at the time they are paid. To ensure collection, the employer is made personally liable for it. Where is that today? Subtitle C. So they buried the Buck Act in Subtitle C under wages, which is there is no deficiency. You can't have a deficiency for subtitle C. Test those, 6211 and 6212. It's only subtitle A, B, and subtitle D. So how do the employers get away with this? In subtitle C of Title 26, it says election by the employer. So the employer, he signs up, and he's got to pay an excise tax, an unemployment tax, and then he offers you election by the employer, a W-4, which you can mark exempt. I'm not exempt. Well, how in the hell would I know that I'm not exempt? I'm exempt from a Buck Act of Title 4, Section 110. How would I know that? It's not explained. It's not disclosed. And I go to try to fight it, and I end up losing. Because I don't even know where this needle in the haystack is buried. How would I know that? How would I know that they started with the Social Security Act 1939 and the Buck Act and put them together in 1943, and all of a sudden I'm hooked on something that supposed to be in Title 26, which isn't there? All they got is election by the employer in subtitle C, which is wages. I always wonder, why is there one subtitle, subtitle C, wages? Why is that not under deficiency? Because it's not a federal income tax. That's why. It's a scam. It's a con. Okay, so we go back to the Buck Act of 1940. Gross income, they can use that definition. What they do is the feds have said, you do the income tax. We've receded it back to you to do the scam as though they're in the federal area for citizens of the United States only. Only. They can get away with the state, like in Minnesota, said, well, we'll use the definition in 26 U.S.C. 61. They can't get away with net income of 63. Because because it says it's only for subtitle A. And it's got taxable year in it, which is only because title taxable year in 7701 is only for subtitle A. And the only withholding authorities in subtitle A is, for subtitle A is 7701A16, non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, foreign organizations. Well, there is so many ways to screw these guys now and expose what they're doing because they can't make their lies work. This statement here, though, really puzzles me. This section imposes, this is out of the Social Security Act legislative history, an excise tax on every employer for the privilege of having individuals in his employ. So the employer, for the privilege of having individuals, citizens of the United States. Well, wait a minute, what if I'm not a citizen of the United States? Now what are we going to do? Oh, that's right, I mark exempt on the W-4. I don't want a player's game. So restating it simply again, the Buck Act requires gross income, net income, or gross receipts. And we're supposedly in a federal area, an overlay on the outside boundaries of the several states. This is deemed to be a federal area. It's an overlay. People used to call it the federal zone, but it's the federal area. It's an overlay, a fictional citizen of the United States. And the feds are having the states do it. Their dirty work. So we have so many questions now. Are the forms by the IRS for the federal income tax or for income tax? And by what authority can the states do any form that has anything that might have to do with the federal income tax or the income tax? Why would I go to the tax court? Is the tax court for the federal income tax or the income tax? I don't know the answer yet. I can tell you one thing, the tax court of the United States is not a court, and there is no judicial determination, because Kariski and Third Circuit said the tax court doesn't do judicial. Back in a minute.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back here, and it's interesting because the Buck Act uses 3797 out of supposedly Title 39, which didn't exist then, but just 3797, which I have, and they use also in this withholding agent means, and it goes back to Section 143 and 144, so I have to go back to those two sections in the 1939 code and see what they actually say, because I don't know. Why haven't they updated the Buck Act to say 7701A1 per person? They use, when they say this here, actually, because 3797 includes all kinds of definitions that are a lot of N7701, so it's not just actually, I said person, but it's not. It goes into partnership, corporation, domestic, foreign, fiduciary, stock, shareholder, definition of United States, state. See, this is a clue when it says the United States shall be in the geographical sense, including only the states and territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. Outside boundaries, there are no several states. It's an overlay. Taxpayer means any person subject to any tax imposed by this title. But the withholding is only under 143 and 144, so I got to go back and look at that. And they actually have references to this here, where this goes clear back to the revised statutes of 1878. They have been at this for one heck of a long time, twisting this around. But the bottom line simply stated, hey, going to fly, folks, because their definitions are in, where it says means, are in total opposition if you know where to go look. But first of all, it's income tax means. That's a code definition they can't get around. Gross income, net income, and gross receipts. Well, gross income, the states want to go back and use Title 26, Section 61. Fine. And they want to take the net income and go to Section 63. They can't use it. Not going to happen. Because there's too much in that. And even 61, it says, except as otherwise provided in this subtitle. That is Subtitle A for their gross income. There is no Subtitle A. You can't do Subtitle A in the Buck Act, folks. Because the withholding agent is defined for all the people in Subtitle A. For any kind of tax. It's totally inclusive. Nobody's excluded. Anything. Boy, do they have some conflicts here. They are really stuck between the rock and a hard place. We get this, I'm going to get this put together, and then we're going to go after the, like I say, there's so many questions. Are these forms that the IRS has, are they for income tax or are they for federal income tax? I don't know. I got to go read each one of them now and take a look. And maybe go back to the Federal Register. Does the state have the authority to collect federal income tax? No. Do they have the federal to legislate for citizens of the United States? No. Absolutely not. Supreme Court said no. But there is nothing to prohibit you and me from saying, I want to be a federal citizen and to the hell with the inalienable rights of the Creator. We can, by contract, we can sign up. There's no law against it if we have an informed decision. They've made it a felony if you don't go over there. Said the spider to the fly, thou shalt cometh into my web. Or I'll put you in jail. Well, this is not going to fly. Like I say, I don't know how they think they can get away with having an employer or having the privilege of having an individual being a citizen of the United States. So an individual income tax really is a citizen of the United States income tax. That's what it means, because individual is under 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2, means, or a lawful alien. It's a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. Boy, I'm telling you, this is going to be really fun, because they can't use technically gross income, because that's Subtitle A. The states can't, like in Minnesota. They can't use 63 for net income. Because that's all Subtitle A and taxable year. That it's all for Subtitle A. There is no Subtitle A. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, I'm back here, and I got to make a correction. There's three things. Okay, what they did in 1935, that's all totally correct. 1939 code, then 1940, they did the Buck Act. The beginning of Subtitle C, wages, was 57 Stat 126, 1943. That's the beginning of Subtitle 3, or Subtitle C, because that's when they started these withholding certificates. W-4, that type of nonsense. That was 1943. So that's the beginning of Subtitle C. In 1944, I quoted 1943. It's 1944 they did the Individual Income Tax Act. But also in took the District of Columbia unemployment and merged it with the Social Security Act. So there wouldn't be any confusion. So the Unemployment Act, that happened, let's see, what year is this here? Look and see. 1943. So in 1943, they did the beginning of the subtitle C, wages and all that withholding nonsense. They put the unemployment of the Social Security Act of 1935 with the District of Columbia Social Security. So we put it all together. It's just we don't have any boundaries no more. We're all the citizens of the United States. Then in 1944, we come along with income tax. Let's put all this conglomeration of junk together. We'll call it an individual income tax. And that was done in 58 stat 221 to 255. Income tax, individual income tax of 1944. So they did this in pieces. Social Security Act, we got the excise tax for an employer to have the privilege of an employee. Call it income tax. I don't understand that one at all. I don't get it. But I maybe I will when I get through because I've still got more legislative history stuff to read and more cases. So we start off with an income tax of the Social Security Act of 1935. We do the 1939 code that doesn't have everything in it like it says it does, but it don't. We do the 1940 Buck Act, which creates a federal area because, see, the 1939 Salary Act, they were saying, we got a problem. That's actually part of this nonsense, too, because we got a problem if a federal employee lives outside the federal area, he's subject to a tax inside the federal area of a Ford Arstles and all that. He's not. So we got a problem there. So with the Buck Act, we'll fix all that. We'll just tax everybody. No matter where they're living, no matter where they're doing, inside the federal area or deemed outside the federal area within the outside boundaries of the several states. We'll just get everybody because, you see, we're all citizens of the United States, all federal citizens. There's no distinction. Venue is not an issue. A citizen of the United States has no domicile. You have to reside in a state, usually called this state, not the state. So we've got the 1935 starting the income tax. We've got the employers doing the excise tax. We've got the 1939 Salary Act that says, oh, by the way, we've got this problem whether we're if we're hauling between boundaries of the one federal area or not, well, we'll fix that in 1940, the Buck Act. Then in 1943, they said, well, you know, we've got a problem here because we have the unemployment tax in the several states. But we also have an unemployment issue in the district. So let's just merge them all together. It won't be confusing anymore. So we're all citizens of the United States, right? So the unemployment tax in 1943 was all put together. Then in 1944, we come along with the individual income tax. Let's put all this stuff together and call it an income tax. Not a federal income tax, an income tax. I am amazed how you could call a retirement monies taken out and do that. I don't know. It shocks the conscience because I don't know how they're getting away with it. But under private law, they can do anything they want. And in the 1914 words and phrases, it talks about private law, which is a prayer for relief. It's private law. There is no judicial determination. We see that in the tax court of the United States. It says there's no judicial determination in Kerensky. So what does that mean? That means that Congress has abandoned its legislative powers and acting as a judge. It's creating a judicial determination for you and me. Well, how does that work? I don't understand. They are predetermining thou cannot go to a constitutional court and have probable cause with evidence. They're saying you've got to go into an administrative remedy. An administrative remedy is a predetermined solution. It's already been determined what you can and can't do in the administrative remedies. That's all this administrative judges, administrative law nonsense. administrative, not that, and the IRS is all inquisitorial. So what we're doing is we're going in front of these courts. They're inquisitorial courts because in Alaska, there's not one judge has an oath of office as a public officer. There's not one judge has ever been appointed by the government with the civil commission. They've admitted it. They changed the name of the courts. They changed the seal. It's all a bar court in Alaska. I can prove every bit of it. Just a bar member, Black World bar member, and we got a judge to admit it. I am an undersigned jurist. I have a law degree, and I signed legal documents. She signed it. Judge White up here, supposed to be a Superior Court judge. How did we get it? How do we get out of this mess? That's really the thing. First thing that has to be done, you have to file into the public record your status. I use the naturalization docket modified, and I'm working on modifying it again, but I don't want to modify it again until I get to the bottom of this nonsense here, because I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm not a federal citizen. I'm domiciled in one of the several states. I'm supposed to have a constitution of one of the several states. I'm not subject to your nonsense. I don't want to be a federal citizen under the plenary power of Congress. You go look in the amendments in the Constitution. They give the District of Columbia, as though it is a state, a standing to vote for electors. What the hell is going on here? Everything from 13th up is all citizens of the United States. Go look at it. Not positive law. And well, I've got it, which I just read today, on the Slaughterhouse, Crookshank, and a whole bunch of other cases. 13th, 14th, and 15th are strictly prohibitive actions on the states because Congress cannot legislate over a citizen of one of the several states. And when you get to that status, Congress is back under the Constitution. You have to get that into the public record under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. It stands as self-authenticating. And if they want to come up and say you're a citizen of the United States under 18-9-11, it's a felony to say I'm a citizen of the United States and your evidence is, please, what is it? Bring it on down. They can't. They have co-opted us into signing up for basically man's law, which is basically Lucifer or the devil's stuff, man's law, with no constitution, because inalienable rights is the law of the land under the Creator. That's the Declaration of Independence, law of the land. We have to be attached to the land as a man and a woman. We have to have the several states, sovereign countries. They have to have their own constitutions. Their amendments have to be external to the constitutions. Alaska has a constitution for the state of Alaska. We have courts for the state of Alaska. For? There is no external amendments in the constitution for the state of Alaska. There's no article amendment. I got a radio host up here. I said, hey, what's the second amendment? He said, well, it's not listed. It just gives a date. Yeah, there's no, because a constitution can be for a fictional a corporation. Organics, you can't get rid of them. They have to be external forever. I went after this radio host up there. I said, okay, if I want to be in the legislature under Article 2, I got to be a resident of Alaska. Okay, say I want to go to the executive. That's Article 3. I got to be a citizen of the United States. That's different. If I want to be a judge, that's Article 4. I got to be a citizen of the United States and of the state. We got three different types of folks in the same dang piece of paper. You think we have a problem? He said, I think you're right. But after he hung up, it just went right on. We're not going to talk about it. People can't handle the truth because it is so unbelievable. We're in the Matrix. And that's all our status. Who are you? Do you have are you under the inalienable rights of the Creator, or do you want to be under man's law, which is under the devil, basically? It's all smoke and mirrors, and these judges are inquisitors. That's all they are. That's why when you go into like a federal court with the IRS, you never, ever want to have a trial by jury because the, quote, law cannot be brought up for the jury. Well, how in the heck can the jury make a decision if there's no law? You have to have a bench trial. Like Rappers is the one that put me onto that in Minnesota. The law and the facts go together, and when they did, the judge wouldn't put them together because they couldn't, because he would lose. He wouldn't allow the definitions in. He couldn't. He didn't want to recognize Rappert's status as a citizen of Minnesota. Why? Because if you're not a citizen of the United States, that court is smoke. They're inquisitors. What is an inquisitor? Somebody that looks into something, makes their own determination, says, oh, this is the law, and here's the punishment. This America today has been overthrown. The republic is overthrown. That's why I looked in the definition of alien. Sessions and all these other definitions that they're arguing about, they will not use the definition term of alien. They use all kinds of other terms, but they can't get to that one because that exposes citizens of the United States. Everybody overlooks it. It would cause a constitutional crisis. Because everything is illegal. If the people ever woke up, everything. All of these states, senators, representatives, the whole thing is all a lie. Doesn't exist. But Trump is working on it a piece at a time, as best he can. I'm hoping we'll get around, and I don't know if we'll ever get a total restoration of our republic or not. I don't know. Because it is so monumental. It started, like I say, back before the Civil War. They started with the fictional citizen of the United States that had the same rights as white citizens. How come, where's the NAACP? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's all those idiots, those race baiters? Where are they? How come they don't bring that up? Where's Black Lives Matter? I don't know. You wouldn't have the same rights as a white citizen? Really? Find out who you are. They won't bring it up. Everybody turns a blind eye to the facts. It is going to be a monumental year with this Buck Act nonsense now because income tax is not going to fly because they have to use gross income. That's subtitle A. They have to use, they have to go back to Title 26 for the definition. They have to go back for debt income to 63, to subtitle A. Well, both those as subtitle A, the only authority for withholding there is for foreigners. How are you going to make this fly? They can't. Then we go to 6011. Individual income tax return is only for subtitle A. Wait a minute. Individual income tax return, that's for a tax preparer. Well, I'm just going to have a tax preparer do it. It's only subtitle A. Well, subtitle A, we're right back to taxable year as subtitle A, and withholding 7701A16 is for only, there's only three subtitle A folks that you can withhold from, and they're all foreigners. Now what are we going to do? I say we're going to have a problem. Rappert's case will be doing a post-conviction relief and a writ of habeas corpus because they don't have subject matter jurisdiction. They cannot prove he's a citizen of the United States. Without that standing, they're done. Where is your evidence that I'm a citizen of the United States? They don't got it. They can't. I'd just like to know how come nobody has ever brought up this Buck Act in these all these IRS cases. Even the ones that are up there, I think in 7701, there has to be a notice of deficiency. There has to be a deficiency. It says so. That's what's called one of the essential elements. deficiency. If you're getting wages, you can't have a deficiency. Their own damn code says so. So why doesn't everybody ever bring it up? Why don't all these sharp attorneys bring this up? Because they can't, probably. A lot of them don't know. I've talked to some of these people. They don't know. They have no reason to look for anything other than what the law schools trained them to do. And the ones that do know ain't going there. Hope, did I hear music? Not sure. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Alan, are you still there? I don't know if we still have, we had a caller here. I wasn't watching Skype. Is Alan still there? Well, I guess, Alan, I wasn't watching Skype because I was doing this on my cell phone. For some reason today, Skype was not a good connection, and I'm not sure why. Anyway, I'm going to set this up. The bottom line is the income tax and federal income tax are different. The income tax comes out of the Social Security Act, which is total nonsense. The excise tax for employers comes out of 1935. They had the Salary Act of 1939, and they were saying, well, we don't know whether we can tax people crossing back and forth between the federal zone or the federal areas or not, so we'll do the Buck Act. We'll just have a federal area in the, where we're supposed to, and then we'll have everything else will be deemed a federal area because, you see, we're going to legislate for a citizen of the United States, and we're going to define income tax means. Gross income, net income, and gross receipts. And we're going to use 3797, which goes to person, and I thought it was just person, but in looking at 3797, it has some other definitions out of Title 26, but they're not all the same. What's that? Okay, go ahead, Alan. We don't have much time. You got a question?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You got a question? You have to speak up here.
Hey, Ralph. You just got through saying you thought your Skype had cut it off, but my stupid phone's been acting up. It probably came from this end. But our patron, John Stantmiller, says don't call in unless you have a quick list of points you'd like to make. I may have violated that tonight. I may ramble on incoherently. Of course, you can always hang up. I take up too much time, but I agree with a whole lot of the things you're saying, especially about taxation, which I've paid a ruinous amount all my life.
Well, I guess my question, we got a very short amount of time. Do you have a question so we can try to answer it?
Well, I didn't call in to provoke you or try to be a know-it-all, just to support you. So, just to comment what I had, but that's all right. I'll see y'all later. I'll keep listening.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, you've got to have someone's question or comment on something we're talking about so people understand what we're talking about, because the thing that I deal with, believe nothing I tell you. I have an IRS list. Send me at a $250 donation. If you can't afford it, you just tell me you can't afford it. I'll still add you, and we're going to be really cranking that up with documents. Everything I talk about, I have documents. I can prove the things I talk about, and I have court cases going. Believe nothing anybody tells you. Suspect everything. Use your own critical thinking. But I can tell you the Title 26 is a bunch of nonsense. The action is actually out of the Buck Act, and it's very few things. Gross income, net income, and 3797 out of 1939 code, which technically ain't even 1939 code. So, this is just, I don't know what to say, but I'm telling you what, federal income tax and income tax are not the same. Federal income tax is an excise tax for corporations. So now I got to go back and look, how does the IRS, what forms are those forms? Is the W-4, 1099, are they federal income tax or income tax? How does the state get the authority to put them forward? How can they legislate for a citizen of the United States? Because they have zero authority to legislate. Anyway, Happy New Year, and I wish you well. Watch out for the Federalists, God willing. We are going to see you in the year 2018, and it's going to be one whopping year. See you next year.
Good night, sweetheart.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try iCom and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is